When I was in college in 1992, I was in college for like 7 years. I was a professional college student for a while. When I was in college in 1992, I was challenging a lot of my pastors. I had multiple pastors because they couldn't meet my challenge. And my challenge really came from studying Scripture and going, wait a minute, why isn't our church life really matching up with what Scripture looks like? I don't see Acts chapter 2 really happening here. And it really frustrated a lot of pastors I ran into, and I didn't mean to. It was just the way it happened. Yeah. While I was in college, I was pondering over this verse. It says, what then shall we say, brothers? When you come together, everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. And it frustrated me that I didn't see everybody coming to church with something to give. And I just didn't see how it was even possible, the way we meet. There's too many people. There's too much the pews and the stand-up, sit-down, and the order of worship. And I was pondering over this while I was sitting in the cafeteria in my college cafeteria. I was sitting at a table all alone, and I heard some guys right behind me that were saying the same thing, only they had drawn the same conclusion by reading other scriptures. And it really caught my attention. I just interrupted their conversation and said, what's going on over here? I was just thinking the same thing. After discussing it for a little while, we decided, you know what, we're just going to try it. We're just going to try to emulate Acts chapter 2. We started meeting with each other in our living rooms. Somebody had a living room that was a little bit bigger than my dorm room, so that's where we went. And within 3 months, we found that there were three other spontaneous, just like our house church startups within the city of Riverside, California. And we met each other, and we're like, no one here knows what we're doing. So we're just going to try to get in touch with each other and help each other out this whole way. And it sort of grew. And as it grew, we started saying, well, there's not enough space in this living room. Why don't you guys meet in your living room? We'll meet in our living room. That was a little difficult at first, but we just kind of hammered through it and made it work. And 3 years later, somebody among us went back and tried to count all the little house churches that had popped up. And I didn't say this in Wichita. But we had house churches that popped up that way that were in the Philippines, in Belize. Wow. And we had one in Honduras, which was heavily persecuted. Mm. We had people in Canada. We had people in England. There are places all over the world. We had people going to China in the fourth year. He tried to count, but he started losing track of, you know, who to contact next after he counted up 300 house churches.
Within 3 to 4 years, 300 house churches, it just multiplied.
Yeah.
And nobody's driving that, leading it.
There was absolutely no structure at all involved in this. And, that's really what made it a success. And I mentioned in Wichita, it actually started to crumble, after the third and fourth year. Because one of us among us decided that we needed to have a little more organization going on. And as the organization was interjected into it, it became more man-oriented and more man-driven, and it fell apart. There's still little remnants of it that exist around the country and, I don't know, maybe around the world still.
Yeah.
It's not anything like it was.
So besides the numbers, which are great, 300 house churches, multiple nations and all that, and nobody's stirring this up. It's just organic relationship, people being together. What kind of fruit was bore out of that? People were being saved?
Were being saved. We had in our own group, we just would run into people in the laundromat and see a girl crying. What's wrong? Well, I'm pregnant again. You know, why don't you come? We'll pray over you. Why don't you come to our church? You'll pray over me?
Yeah.
Well, you come to our church. Where's your church? I don't want to go to church. Well, it's just my living room. Come on. You know, and you come over and bring your kids. My kids are terrors.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. Your kids can terrorize my house. I'm a college student. I throw a football through the room.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And that's just how it went. And what do you know? And next thing you know, there's a 3 months down the road, there's a whole church meeting in her living room. Yeah. And it just kind of went out like that.
Marriage is restored. People healed. People, born again.
Uh-huh. Adultery. We'd run into adultery. And because we had such strong relationships with each other, where we would actually be in our houses, each other's houses, like four times a week.
Yeah.
Eat just, who's bringing the food tomorrow? That was a common question.
That's awesome.
That kind of thing would mean that when we did run into adultery or something like that, all of us would go find the guy and sit down with him and go, we understand. We're all sinners. We want to restore you. Are you willing? Mm. And tearfully, every single time, that guy would say, yes, please help me. I don't know how to get out of this.
Amen.
and we go try to find the wife and you know, bring it all together. We had all kinds of marriages restored that way. But it was like drop everything, take a vacation day.
Yep.
You know.
So he said it wasn't like a once a week meeting Tuesday at 7, and then we're all trying to work our schedules. They're meeting 4 times a week at various times and in the midst of life and various things, and nobody's organizing it. It's organic. It was just people hungry for Jesus, led by the Spirit, and Jesus is being the great leader of the community that's going on. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? That can happen in this place. It can happen in El Dorado, in Wichita, in these various places, the numbers in the harvest that we know are coming, and it's not going to happen through a meeting. This meeting is not the means for us to reach the harvest. This meeting is a meeting for the saints to come and be equipped to do what we do, and then the organic manifestation of the body of Christ is what's supposed to happen out there. So he's got another verse now. I wanted Toby to pray.
The other verse was, I was going to bring up the other verse. I'll bring it up.
Okay.
One of the other verses that drove me into this mode of thinking and breaking away from the structure that we have in our traditions was actually this verse, Colossians 2:8. It says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." That's when I started analyzing the traditions that man have put in church over 2,000 years.
Cool.
They start with Rome
and
Constantine.
And here we are, still getting over it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Pray for us and that this would happen in our midst.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, your servants, in agreement with you and humbling ourselves. We want to be your vessels of clay.
Yeah.
We don't want to be made brittle by the iron of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray that you would lay your hand on this congregation and the congregation in Wichita, and that you would bring us to the points where we're willing to just pour out into each other's lives, your Holy Spirit, that we would touch each other and bring things, edification, through daily meetings that we do intentionally or unintentionally. But Lord, I pray that your Spirit would drive the whole thing, that it wouldn't be something that we put our own intentions behind, other than an intention to look towards you, to set our hearts and our minds on your kingdom, the things above, the things of heaven.
Yeah.
I pray that you would bless this meeting and that you would bless Sam as he continues to bring the word to us this morning, and that we would all be encouraged by it.
Yes.
In your name, Lord, I pray this. Amen.
Amen.